Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I feel like I should be starting tonight's show with a little That's a little hint. It's not a very good hint, but it's to tell you that it's that time of year when the jack-o'-lantern experience is coming to the Roger Williams Park Zoo. And Diane Nahabedian is here. Welcome back, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
She is the director of marketing and public relations, and the man that created the whole thing 30 years ago, John Reckner, is here. Welcome back, John.
Thanks, Mike.
I think this is our third show on the Jack-o'-lantern Festival. And it's always a pleasure to have you back and find out what's new and exciting for this year. It's at the Roger Williams Park Zoo, of course. We're going to find out everything you want to know. It's called Experience the Magic this year. It's going to run October 4th through November 4th. So it's already started, and it's I'm sure going well, but it's going to go better as more and more and more people come in. Diane, let's start with you and talk about the fact that the Roger Williams Park Zoo has been sponsoring this festival for how long now? 10 years? 15 years? Something like that?
2001.
So it's been a while. And it just keeps 17. Growing and growing every year.
Yeah, that's great. And for those people that aren't familiar with the festival, how would you describe it rather than John, who created the whole thing?
It truly is a magical experience to see 5,000 intricately carved pumpkins all lit up, telling different stories. Every year it's a new story that's more magical than the story before. And the venue, is as you walk down the wetlands trail, the atmosphere lends itself to these amazing pumpkins. So from the minute you walk through the admissions gate, and there's all sorts of Halloween stuff, as you walk down the wetlands trail, it's just a magical experience.
It is magical. And for the two or three people that might be listening that have never been to the Roger Williams Park Zoo, before we start with John, let's give the zoo itself a plug, if you will, as far as what goes on there, just so people know where it is. Downtown Providence?
It's right in Roger Williams Park. So If you're using your GPS, it's 1000 Elmwood, Providence, Rhode Island.
There you go.
It's over 40 acres of magnificent animals, many of whom are endangered or on the critically endangered list. So the Roger Williams Park Zoo takes its role in the environment and conservation quite seriously. And we're open all year long. So any time of the year, you can come see your favorite animal.
Excellent. So it's not just a summertime project.
Nope, it's open every day.
And obviously for this, it's particularly a fall project. And John, now let's get back to you. You've been doing this a while, and I would like to talk about when this all came into that crazy head of yours, and what started this whole thing. I think I'll carve a pumpkin tonight.
Well, Mike, it was 1987. I took my young kids at the time up to northern Vermont, and we saw a mountainside exhibit of several hundred pumpkins. And between the landscape and all these illuminated jack-o'-lanterns, it just left an impression on me. And make a long story short, I'm back home in Oxford, Mass, taking my dogs for a walk one evening, and a light bulb kind of went off. And that was giant pumpkins with famous illustrations of personalities and events, and put the background music and incorporate the landscape into the setting. And so it's really, it's illuminated art show. Put in an attractive landscape background and put the music, and that's what the show's all about.
Now, you know, you've said quite a mouthful there. All these things coming together, the music and the theme and the backdrop and the carved pumpkins and all the things that go on. So all of this must have taken, you know, I can't imagine it's all here at once. So this has been developed over the years, right? You just keep changing all the time. So it's trying to get new ideas.
Well, it's always a challenge because 30 years we tried to change it up with a new theme, and this particular show revolves around a night at the library, and that gives us a lot of flexibility between kids' fairy tales, Harry Potter, Stephen King, and the rainforest animals, Stranger Things, Red Sox all-time baseball team, Boston sports personalities, and several other skits to go along with that, Mike.
All right. Well, great. So now the actual carving of the pumpkins, and I was there last year, and I hadn't been for a while, but I really enjoyed last year and looking forward to going again. I've got to get there, obviously, in the next few weeks because there's only 3 weeks left at this point. But the actual carving of the pumpkin, how many people are involved in maintaining or creating that?
Yeah, Mike, we have around 20 artists, and of course each one of these has to be done 4 or 5 times depending on how warm the weather is. So it's a nonstop 7-day-a-week 12-hour job, and just keeping up with, we have 120 detailed, intricate carvings out there, and Norman Rockwell's. So, I mean, we're talking 10, 12 hours apiece on some of these pumpkins. So, wow. When they go down, we have to have a backup.
Is there a sad feeling when something goes down? I mean, I can't imagine spending 10 or 12 hours to create a piece and then all of a sudden, oh, froze last night.
Actually, a few years ago, we had somebody who spent a Christmas Norman Rockwell we did, and it accidentally got dropped before it was entered into the show, and that's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately, and yeah. Somebody spent 10 hours on that, and we had to redo it again.
Wow, there you go. All right. Well, Diane, let's get to the dates and times and things like that so we can, before we go to a piece of music and get us in the mood, any of the details that people might need to know.
So the show runs through November 4th. Prime nights are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and those tickets you can buy online only. So go to rwpzoo.org, and you'll see Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular pop right up, and you can go buy your tickets because they're time ticket entry. So the trail opens at 6. It will close at 11, and on those nights, the last ticket is sold at 10:30. If you come Monday through Thursday, you can decide when you want to come and buy your ticket right at the admissions gate or online. And the trails open 6 to 10:30. And when you get there, you can also buy a ticket to the Soaring Eagle Zip Ride. So after you finish the trail, you can go up on the ride, and hopefully, depending on how many leaves are falling, you could see some of the pumpkins from up above.
That would be cool.
So, yeah, just get online at rwpzoo.org, and everything you need to know is on the website.
All right. Now, that timed entry thing is relatively new. I know a few years ago when I went, it was, you know, everyone in the world seemed to have turned out to be there to see it. And then last year, it was great. It was this timed entry, and that works by just essentially making a reservation for what time you want to go.
Right. And we still hear, oh, my goodness, I don't want to go because of the traffic. There is almost no traffic. Well, there's a little traffic, but there are no more lines because you're buying the time you want to go in.
Right.
So if you buy your ticket for 7 o'clock, you will go in at 7, and then you have time to go.
And you only sell so many tickets.
We only sell so many tickets for each time slot. So we really recommend people, if you want to come on the weekend, get online and get the tickets. If you come a little later, if you don't come right at 6 or 7, but you come at 8 or 8:30, the lines are much less.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to play a little music to get us in the mood, and we'll be back after that with more of the Roger Williams Park Zoo Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Roger Williams Park Zoo Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular is the subject for tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with John Reckner, the founder of the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular and the director of marketing and public relations for the Roger Williams Park Zoo. Diane Habedian is here, and we've been talking about a little bit about the background of how this all started, where John got the idea, and what it takes to maintain some of this. Some of the things that are a little bit different this year are themes. Who wants to talk about what the theme of this becomes?
Well, we're having special theme nights. So when John came to us, John decides fairly early in the year what his theme is going to be, and he started telling us that it was going to be around what you can find in the library. In the PR office, we started talking about, well, what does that mean? What do you find in the library?
And index cards.
Index cards and all these cool books. So we developed special event theme nights that will highlight some of the skits that he's carving. So on October 10th and October 11th from 6 to 8 p.m., and all of this is included with your actual price of admission, we're going to have fairy tale nights. So what that means is if you come to the zoo between 6 and 8 on those two nights, you'll meet fairy tale characters. So you might meet Cinderella, you might meet Alice in Wonderland, wow. You might meet Elsa, but then you'll get out on the trail and John will have carved their pumpkins.
Now, see, I don't know if you know this, but the manager of WCRI has a Disney background, Jamie Jones, and he was actually at Disney for many years as Prince Charming.
Oh, my.
So maybe you could get him in his suit and work him in.
We'll leave that. Yeah, we'll try. Then the next week, the 17th and 18th of October, again, that's 6 to 8, are wizarding nights, which means all those wizarding fans who read all of Harry Potter and other type books, but mainly wizards and witches, come and you'll meet some Harry Potter characters. You might get a cauldron cake or some witch's brew, but then you get out on the trail and you'll see some magnificent pumpkins.
All right. Well, now that works out well. When you say you might get the cake on October 18th, that's my birthday. So
then there's some
I'll
cake
be there
for you.
The cake. So, yeah, it works out great.
And then the final two on October 24th and 25th are superhero nights. So mainly Marvel Comics and DC comic characters. Mm-hmm. And again, we're going to have some superheroes right at the zoo. So we encourage everyone to stop by on those evenings. That's 6 to 8 included in the price of admission. You can come take pictures with maybe Superman or Batman or Cinderella.
John, will you be dressed as Batman or Superman?
I'm not that strong, Mike.
Well, it's a costume. I mean, you know, we'll build you up a little bit. So in these theme nights, when you can meet these characters, that obviously the pumpkins that go along with it, some of the pumpkins are carved, as you say, intricately carved. Some of them are kind of etched. Is that a better description for people that are trying to imagine this?
Yeah, what we do, Mike, we use a permanent base marker so that the rain doesn't wash the image away. So once the image is on, then we'll take a wood tool and kind of etch out around the black image, and it highlights it very nicely.
So they see the picture. So in other words, I remember seeing, what was the one? Was there astronauts last year? Am I remembering correctly? There was something about the moon.
That one got a lot of publicity over in Japan. We had a Japanese crew here, and they were taken with the, I can't remember the woman on NASA who did the math work to get John Glenn back to Earth, but that's what that pumpkin was about.
Right, but yeah. I mean, that was etched versus the traditional jack-o'-lantern carved right through,
exactly.
Hollowed out.
We don't
right?
carve all the way through it. We just enough to put a light bulb in it, and it allows enough light to illuminate the image.
And so light bulbs versus candles, obviously, because you'd be going around replacing candles all night long.
Well, this is interesting, too, Mike. We were using incandescents, then we went to fluorescence, and even a fluorescent bulb will heat the pumpkin to 150 degrees, which shortens the lifespan of the pumpkin. So what we've done is use LED bulbs and just put the bulb into the pumpkin, but the electrical socket is outside of the pumpkin, so there's no heat being discharged that'll premature the age of the pumpkin.
Hmm. All kinds of technical tricks to make sure it's perfect for you when you arrive with your family to see the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. So check it out. Lots of great things to see. We'll go back to another piece of music now, and then we'll be back after that to wrap up the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular at the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Thank you. Thank you.
what do fairy tale nights, wizarding nights, and superhero nights have in common? Well, they're all going to be theme nights at the Roger Williams Park Zoo for the special Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular this year. And we'll give you dates and times for those things. But we are sitting with Diane and John talking about all the wonderful things that go on at Roger Williams Park Zoo this time of year. I'm Mike Maino, and I'm pleased to have them both back in the studio. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I think this is our third year. And John, speaking of years, over the years, it's been many, many, almost 30 years?
30 years, Mike. Yes.
30 years that you've been doing this. Lots of nice things have happened to you in that time period, including one that's very impressive. Tell us about that.
Well, and of course, the show started originally in 1988. And then in 2000, the Library of Congress awarded us as being among one of the nation's local legacies, they called it. And it kind of took off from there. And that's why kind of we're doing the library tribute this year, because of the Library Congress Award, so to connect the two.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing that you can get that kind of recognition. And it's great that we have it right here in our own state of Rhode Island at the Roger Williams Park Zoo in Providence. And there's plenty to see. We've talked about the way things are carved, and hundreds and hundreds of pumpkins are on display. How many again?
5,000 altogether.
That's hundreds.
Yeah.
5,000.
But among those background pumpkins, we have the 120 large pumpkins. I would like to add, Mike, we have access to several 2,000-pound pumpkins from a gentleman here in Rhode Island who grew the world's first 2,000-pound pumpkin, Ron Wallace. And he's now got his sights on 3,000 pounds.
Wow.
So
so now you can actually see a pumpkin that large if
there'll
people
be
go
some
there?
Big ones there, Mike.
It'll be like a 400 or 500 pounders?
Well, actually, the Alice in Wonderland skit we're doing on a 1,500-pound pumpkin.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Alice in Wonderland on a 1,500-pound pumpkin. I can't wait to see that. And I know my granddaughter's all excited about going back this year. Took her last year when she was 3. This year, at 4, she's going to be a little bit more involved and a little bit more excited about it. Diane, I had a privilege of attending her birthday party, and she ran up and jumped in my arms. And I said, "Happy birthday." She said, "I'm 4 today." And I know, "How do you feel?" And she said, "I don't feel any different than when I was 3.
Smart woman.
So there you go. She's keeping her age now. So we'll be looking forward to that, as I'm sure lots of people are with their families. I want to one more time go over all the details about when, where, and how.
So the best thing to do to get every detail, of course, is to go on the website, and that's rwpzoo.org. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, if you are someone who wants to come on a weekend, there are relatively no more lines. Just get your tickets online and make a reservation. Monday through Thursday, you can buy the tickets online or buy them at the door. But really, go to rwpzoo.org and check out all the details, and then you can make your decision on what night is best.
Excellent. And I think it's worth mentioning to our audience that if you're going to be going downtown to see a show at one of the theaters or something like that, you're looking at spending $60, $70, $80 a ticket. This is nothing like that. So it's very family-friendly priced. So check it out and get your tickets in advance. Don't be shut out at the time you want to go. But whenever it is, get there and enjoy this. And another thing that's there is the Soaring Eagle zip line that you mentioned earlier. Tell us just a minute about that. Soaring Eagle. So
the Soaring Eagle zip ride looks similar to a ski lift. It's two people. You go up backwards 115 feet, and you, during the day, you can see out into the city and Narragansett Bay. At night, you can see the lights, and you'll be able to see the lights twinkling on the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it brings you right back down. So it's a fun thrill ride. We always take a picture, so you have something to remember it by. But if you want, if you buy a ticket to the show itself, to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, then you can buy the ticket to the Soaring Eagle Zip Ride.
Excellent. All right. So,
and everything is weather permitting.
Right, right.
So just to add all right. that.
But the weather's going to be perfect.
It's
I know
perfect.
The rest of the 3 or 4 weeks left here, it's all going to be perfect. Well, Diane and John, I appreciate you both coming in once again, bringing us up to date. John, always nice to see you.
Thanks,
again.
Mike.
Nice to have you.
Pleasure.
And Diane, look forward to seeing you for the next event soon.
Thank you for having us.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.